Have you done your taxes yet? Do you need help in doing your taxes? We've got the solution for you this morning, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Eastern Connecticut State University, very involved in that. They've taken part in the VITA program for more than 20 years. To talk about the VITA program at Windham Heights, we're joined this morning by Miles Lovell, a grad assistant, Dean's Office, School of Education and Professional Studies in the Graduate Division, and also Chelagat Masiko, accounting lecturer at Eastern Connecticut State University, to talk about the VITA program at Eastern Connecticut State University. Good morning to you two. Thanks for coming in today. And Miles, tell the folks what the VITA program is all about.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So the VITA program, which stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, is an IRS-supported program that provides free tax preparation services to low to moderate income individuals and families. The goal is to make sure people receive their full refunds and tax credits that they qualify for while paying nothing in return for the tax preparation.
Chelagat, how important is this, especially for low-income people who just need some help to get the job done that needs getting done?
Yes, it's apparent to know that preparing taxes with a CPA is very expensive. To do a tax return, and this is not affordable for the low to moderate income families. And these are families that we target that make up to $69,000. So if these taxpayers can come to the VITA program to prepare, it's absolutely free and it's available for taxpayers who are also disabled and taxpayers who are not with whom English is not their first language. So it helps a lot with preparation, and it's all free.
Miles, where and when does this take place?
So the Windham Heights Learning Center is located at 70 Boston Post Road in North Windham, Connecticut. We're open Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Most of our appointments are scheduled through 211, which you can either call 211 or go to 211ct.org and schedule an online appointment. But we also, something unique about our site is that we take walk-ins. So anybody, if you have trouble with the online system or 211, you can just come into our site and we're able to schedule you there or just help you when you come into the site.
Chelagat, are there income limitations for this? In other words, how much people make on an annual basis? Are there some that do not qualify for this?
Yes, if you make over $69,000, you're not eligible for that. And when you call the 211 phone number, they're going to walk you through it and just find out how much income you make, and they can tell you if you're eligible for the program or not.
How long does the session take? How long does it take if you bring all your paperwork in? You getting out of in and out of there in like less than an hour?
Yes, it takes less than an hour to come in and get your tax return prepared. We have the preparer go and input your information in the tax software. And then after that, we have it reviewed, and then we e-file the tax return. And we get to know if it's been accepted or rejected by the IRS within maybe 15 minutes.
The preparer. Miles, who are the preparers?
So our preparers are mainly Eastern students. We do have a few outside volunteers that come in and help, but the majority of them are accounting majors. We have a few finance and a few business administration, but the Eastern students are really what run the site and make sure everything flows and everything is efficient.
What kind of training do they get for this?
So before the spring semester started, they each came in on a Saturday and Sunday, which was January 17th and 18th, and they received IRS certified training. And they could either get their basic certification or the advanced certification. And I'm proud to say most of them do have their advanced certification now, which gives us the ability to help more community members and more complex tax situations.
Do these student preparers get classroom credit for doing this?
So a lot of them do it for the experience, since we do have a lot of seniors. But we do have four interns within at the Windham Heights Learning Center location. And they serve 120 hours throughout the semester, and they do get academic credits toward their degree.
And for many of these, are these people that are going to be actually doing this professionally down the road after they graduate and leave Eastern Connecticut?
I would say we have a mixture of both. Some are really into it and plan on continuing it down the line, but others maybe want to do something more in the finance field. It all kind of depends on the pathways, and some are still trying to figure that out at this point.
Miles, are you one of the folks who is involved in this VITA program at Windham Heights?
I am. I'm one of the three site coordinators, myself, Ian Kim, and Professor Shelagat Masiko, and it's been a great learning experience.
I would like each of you to just give a sample of what a typical session is like. For you, Miles, someone walks in off the street, someone you've never met before. You got to get to know them. You got to analyze their paperwork. Just talk me through what a typical session is like.
So a typical session is someone will come in. We have you'll walk into our intake area, and there you'll receive a yellow intake form, and you'll fill out most of your information. You'll show us your license, your social security card, and any forms that you bring in, whether it's your W-2s, your 1099s, and we'll mark off however many forms you have, however many jobs you worked, and then we'll have a student come over and go through the information with you. And then after that is all reviewed, we bring you back to our tax preparation area, and you'll sit down with one of our tax preparers, and they'll put all your information into our online tax system, which is TaxLayer. And it's a pretty simple process. They'll make sure everything was input correctly. And then after that, we'll have another student come over, and they'll review the return to make sure everything was input correctly. So you get two sets of eyes on each return to make sure everything is perfectly set up.
Professor Masiko, I suspect he basically covered it all there. Anything more
you
want to add to that?
Yes, he did.
And what's your experience like when people come in, especially people for the first time that come in?
Well, for me, the experience has been that the students ask me tax law questions that are not common, that are not common knowledge. For example, a student came and asked me if somebody can qualify as a dependent. And I asked them, did they have $5,200 worth of income? And if they did, if they have more than that, they do not qualify as a dependent. If they're a relative, if they provided more than 50% of their support. So I provide the tax law part of it, where I try to make sure that we're following the tax law according to the way the IRS regulations are.
And Shelagat, tell me how challenging that is. I know it changes maybe every year. And perhaps some of these students who got trained last year need a refresher course to do it this year.
I also needed a refresher course. Not just them. I had to do basic and advanced certification. And not only that, we have what is called the One Big Beautiful Bill that came out on July 4th, 2025. And this bill really brought in a lot of tax deductions that were not commonplace. For example, now you can deduct your car loan interest up to $10,000. You can deduct your overtime. You can deduct your tips, and you can have a Trump account, which are accounts for newborns for 2025, where $1,000 is put in that account so that it can grow until the child is 18, but it's only for children babies born between 2025 to 2028. So those are some of the tax law changes that happen, and even I had to be trained on that so that I could be up to date with what's happening in the tax law today. So with each new political administration, they come with their own rules and regulations and their own benefits, because they want the community to benefit and they want the taxpayers to have a lot more of their money, especially low to moderate income families.
Miles, important to give the obvious statement here that when people come to this VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, that goes on at Windham Heights, they're going to bring their paperwork with them. When they make the appointment by dialing 211, are they told exactly what documents to bring?
Yes, and it's also listed on the 211 site. For those we do have some people that come in and forget some documents, but that's really not too big of a problem most of the time. So we're able to schedule them, bring them right in the next day, and if we don't have any appointments that are on the books, we're able to get them right in and right out. So it's usually not too hard of a process, but it's always stuff that we could figure out, and it's always listed on the 211 site, or if you just Google kind of what documents are needed for the VITA program, and if you're looking for tax assistance, they're listed online.
And that would probably be most important, too, for people who come in as a walk-in to check the website first to find out what you have to bring. What are some of the most common documents that people don't bring in? What do they forget to bring in and slow the process down?
I would say most of the time, it's not a physical document, but it's their personal identification pins in case their ID has been stolen before. And those could be accessed through your IRS.gov account. And I recommend that everybody check because it changes every year, your six-digit PIN. So please make sure you know what that PIN number is. And then because usually we don't know until 10 to 15 minutes after they leave if it's accepted or rejected, and usually gone by then. So you usually have to call them back and say, hey, you did have an IP PIN. Let's help you put it in.
Professor Masiko, do you feel that people who utilize this service would be more likely to get refunds than people who do it themselves who do not do it? Meaning using your help, they find ways to get more money back.
Yes, because we can discover deductions that are not commonplace. For example, we have a client who came in. She had a form called 1099 NEC, which is non-employee compensation, and it had about $11,000 in there. Now, for that, we filed a form called the Schedule C, which is for businesses, self-employed businesses, and you can take deductions like mileage of your vehicle, home office deduction for the percentage of the office that you use in your home. And you can also take supplies, tax return preparation fees. So there are other deductions that you can add to make sure that we reduce your taxable income. So they need to come to us to prepare those.
Miles, this program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA, Eastern has been actively involved in this for more than 20 years. Can you give a little history of this and how maybe it's grown over the course of time?
Yes. So the first, I believe, 15 years we were partnered with Access Agency. Now our partnerships are with the Village for Families and Children and United Way of Central Northeastern Connecticut. The coalition right now involves the Greater Hartford area, Tallinn, Enfield, and Windham areas. And obviously, our site is the Windham Sites Learning Center. Last year, the coalition completed over 8,000 tax returns that resulted in more than $9.2 million in refunds and tax credits going back to working families.
And I'm always curious about how people like the two of you got involved in this. Miles, what about you? What was it that got you in this particular field in the first place?
So what got me into the VITA program, I would say, is my graduate internship at Eastern Connecticut State University. So I'm currently in the Master's in Management program. And it was kind of one of my responsibilities that I look forward to because I am a lifelong Willimantic resident. So it was a way to help give back to the community and gain a learning experience, get some leadership under my belt as well before I kind of leave the higher education environment.
Really good answer. And Shelly, what about you? How did you get involved in this field?
Well, I have been teaching as adjunct faculty with ECSU for the past 4 years. And the opportunity came available. And I'm also a CPA, a certified public accountant. And so all this experience that I've had within the past, say, 13 years of my career has been in tax accounting. And all this has added up. And I said, why don't I give back to the community what knowledge I have? Because I'm very helpful, very knowledgeable, and I have the experience in tax law.
And Miles, we touched earlier on what happens if people do not bring all their homework in, all the paperwork necessary to fill out the income tax form. But how many times does it happen where one of your students who are involved in this VITA program, they get stumped? I mean, what do you actually do? Are there people on site that can answer these questions, or sometimes they got to ask for help?
We're always available to answer questions, so it's usually quite often throughout the day. I think that's the reason why we have ourselves as site coordinators, to be able to help them, guide them through the questions that they might have. It's especially important, too, that we have Professor Masiko with us, who's extremely knowledgeable on tax law. So anytime we have a question, we could go to her, and she's extremely helpful.
And let's wrap it up by just repeating. It's at Windham Heights, but when, as far as what days and what times, does the Income Tax Assistance Program work?
So we are open. The Windham Heights Learning Center is located at 70 Boston Post Road in North Windham. We're open Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And our last day is April 12th.
Makes perfect sense with April 15th being the big red letter day when you have to get your taxes in by. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program through Eastern Connecticut State University and the Windham Heights Learning Center site. Thanks to both of you for sharing that information today. That was Miles Lovell, Graduate Assistant, Dean's Office, School of Education and Professional Studies and Graduate Division, and Professor Chelagat Masiko, Accounting Lecturer at Eastern Connecticut State University. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
14 WILI Willimantic and 95.3 FM.